TalkZone.com.
TalkZone presents The League of Dads, featuring Christopher Smith, the show that helps fathers know their legal and constitutional rights and helps them with custody and child support issues. Here's your host for The League of Dads, Christopher Smith.
Thank you for sitting with me, in with me for another edition of The League of Dads Talk Radio here on TalkZone.com. Got a couple of things we're going to stick with format. Going to answer one or two emails. I'm going to talk about the show Club Cheaters. Going to talk about the show Cheaters, and then what I'm going to do is I'm basically going to give everyone out there a spin-off version of the August 30th show. But this time we're going to be talking about men and about the no good women that you choose. The reason why I wanted to do that is kind of to balance out the plane a little bit, because when I did the show last week, I made some mentions, and we talked about some of the men that a lot of guys choose and then have a problem with these women. Then they come to the League of Dads, and then it's, you know, save me. You know, I made a terrible mistake when, in fact, they knew that all along. So, like I said, we're going to get into format, and the first thing we're going to do is we're going to talk about we're going to do as we always do when we first start the show. We're going to jump into some emails, and let me get these things up right here because I got them in another screen I'm working with here. Okay, the first email is from Derek, and Derek is from Atlanta, Georgia. And what Derek asked me is, how would the show and the organization of the League of Dads continue to go on if you decide you wanted to step down? I think what Derek is talking about is I made a comment last week that in time, I'm going to step down even from the show, and I'm going to let someone else, run this thing for me, and I'm pretty much going to remain behind the scenes. And Derek is just that. Derek from Atlanta, it is just that. I'm not saying that I want to give up this whole thing altogether. I'm not saying that I want to abandon the League of Dads. I'm not saying anything like that. Derek, what I'm simply saying is that in time, you kind of get involved in something, and when you get involved in something, if you stay into it long enough, you can really become a little bit not frustrated with it, but you don't want to live continuously live inside of it. You want to have a life. You want to get to the point where you can enjoy other things without putting on your fight suit all the time. If you watch are familiar with any type of superheroes, Superman, Spider-Man, they don't live in that costume all the time. And it's getting to the point now, I've been doing this pretty much all my life. I know what I'm here for, so I just wanted to, like, step down, be behind the scenes. Pretty much the strength of the League of Dads will still be in full form, but just step down and let someone else step in and do that for me. So, Derek, out of Atlanta, Georgia, I hope that answers your question. Then there's another email that's pretty much what this individual asked me. I guess I'm going to talk about cheaters in this email. And this email is from Lena, and Lena is from Far Rockaway, New York. And what she is asking is, can you get a little bit more in depth about your statement about about the show Cheaters? I made a comment in last week's show, Lena. I made a comment in last week's show to all those who probably didn't hear that show. I made a comment that if you notice that, and if you ever watch the show Cheaters, it comes on various different times across the United States, so I don't know what time it comes on where you live. But if you look at the show, a lot of women at the end of that show, they make the comment that when this is all over, when you get back to my house, you're going to get out. And I said that comment last week in sort of some type of spinoff as to what I was saying about women and the no good men that you choose. A lot of men, they go out and cheat because they have all this free time. A lot of women, where I'm from, notice the way I say that, where I'm from, they like to kind of give a lot of men the a pass on their duties as a father and their duties as a man, and just say, look, just come on over to my house, live with me, I will be there, I will be I will be supporting you with everything you need. Just come live with me. I know a lot of this personally. I know of this happening. And then what happens is a lot of these women find out that these men are out there pretty much cheating on them and doing what they're doing, because when an individual lives a life and has absolutely nothing to do, what else is there to do but to go out and have fun, cheat, do what they want to do, things of that nature. So I hope that answered your question. And if you sit back and you're strolling through your cable provider, whoever it may be where you live at, Lena, and you see that run up on the show cheaters, just take a look at it, and you'll see that a lot of individuals that cheat, women get caught cheating on that show as well. But I'm just talking about it in this case. I'm talking about the men, the no good men that cheat. And that's pretty much what end up happening with a lot of them. A lot of women say, you're going to get out my house, and it's because the women owns the house. The man pretty much don't own anything. Okay. But staying on that topic just a little bit more, that show, Cheaters. When I watched that, the last time I watched the show, I was pretty much surprised, because a lot of these individuals that are going through this, it seems as though the older men that cheat have a good woman behind them, and it's kind of like they're caught off guard. And it's the younger girls that call cheaters up, and for the most part, you see that in which I just said, the women are telling the guys, you're going to get out my house. It's more so I noticed that with the younger. You can watch the show. You can make a determination on your own. But let this be a lesson. Every week, I meet more people, and every week, between the time that we broadcast, between Monday to Monday, I go out and I spend a lot of time on the streets, and I meet a lot of people. This is why when you hear me talk, I make a lot of references to last week's show, to this week's show, because every week I have more individuals tuning into the League of Dads here on TalkZone.com more than I did the previous week. So I will always make a reference to what I said last week. So, that show is something to watch, and it's something to look out for. And a lot of individuals, if you find yourself in a relationship, whether you're man or woman, and that person is not carrying their own weight, get rid of them. You're going to save yourself a lot of pain and a lot of sorrow. I'm going to get into the reversal of the August 30th show. And the August 30th show, if you haven't listened to that show was based on no good men that always seem to find relationships. Now we're going to talk about the women that a lot of you guys, I'm going to dedicate this show to the members of the League of Dads and individuals that we'll call the League of Dads in the future. If you listen to this broadcast, you pretty much know just what's on my mind about what's going on. Last week's show, I ended the show talking about an individual that seen it absolutely didn't see nothing wrong during the relationship with a woman that had two kids prior to him having two kids with her, and then her having another kid after their two kids that they had together. Member of the League of Dads. An individual that called into the League of Dads. But this scenario also mirrors a lot of members at the League of Dads, their situation. This situation, it mirrors what they're going through as well. A lot of fathers that come to the League of Dads talk about pretty much the individual that they had a child with, and they're not really holding up to their end of the bargain. The relationship goes south for whatever reason, in addition to not holding up to their end of the relationship. The relationship ends up going south. Kids are involved. I can pretty much bet if you're dealing with an individual that had two kids by two different men, and you're a man and you see nothing wrong with the reckless way that this woman is slinging booty around. And I'm going to be real graphic when I talk about this, because I'm, like, as I stated, it will never be me. But a lot of men, they don't really think there's anything wrong with getting with an individual that two kids by two different men, very early age, and then they go off and have two kids by them. And then what happens is they find themselves in front of the white man, as they say, where I'm from. Then now all of a sudden, as I stated before, their paycheck is getting raped. I'm going to talk about a couple of individuals that I know, women that I met over my life. Not going to say their names, just going to talk about some women that I met and individuals that they probably are going to end up with in their lives. But I'm not going to talk about the bad of them, those women. I'm pretty much going to talk about the lot of members here at the League of Dads that has situations that are parallel to that. I'm going to talk about a woman that I met. This woman was 29 years old and had a 14 and a 15 year old child. Despite what anybody want to say, that is not a good resume. Despite what this individual, her mother, family, anybody want to say, that's not a good resume. But here comes a gentleman, and what I get is, well, things changed in her life and things that may be the case. But despite what we all may say, if an individual goes to jail and they come out of jail and serve their time and free and clear, they're still an ex-con. I think what a lot of people in life, what they want to do is they want to, depending on who you're talking to and depending on the way they look at it, if somebody does bad 15 years ago or made a mistake 15 years ago, we then supposed to erase that from their past and then assume that the individual that now is before us is that individual. That's not how I look at it. I look at it as if you were slick with the booty a long time ago, then that's what you're always going to be. You're going to grow up and you learn from your mistakes and you're going to distribute it a lot different than you did before. But here comes that dumb individual. As I stated before, individual called the League of Dads had a kid by two women and two kids by this woman that had two kids already. And this individual and that person did not match. What I mean by not match financially. Okay. For all you men out there that deem it necessary to meet a woman, and the first thing you want that woman to do is not work, then I'm talking to you. Because you're going to find yourself bearing the brunt of everything if, in fact, you have kids with this individual and the relationship goes south. To all the men out there who just looks at a woman's outer appearance, you ignore the fact that, because most women, where I'm from, if they have a luscious body, if they have a beautiful body, they have the stankiest attitude in the history of the world. They will never say it when you talk to them. They will act a certain way. If you confront them with it, you will always be wrong. So I don't talk to them. I'm talking to you men that just thinks that all a woman got to have is looks. For all you men out there that just thinks that, okay, well, this woman smokes pot like me. She's about a chick. This is where I'm from now. She's about a chick. She's a woman that, you know, I really think I can grow with. Lord have mercy. Then I'm talking to you. So here's what you need. Here's what you should do in the future when it comes to choosing a woman. As I stated before, one thing about my child's mom is she has a master's degree in criminal justice from Seton Hall University. So basically what I'm telling you is that what I choose then, back in 1996, this is now 14 years later, what I'm telling you, what my choice has been then is pretty much where I am at now. I'm talking to you about something now. Just not a coincidence that I did 14 years ago. It's not a coincidence. I have one child to date, and this is what it gets down to. If you being a man, or if you're walking around and you think it's cool to find a woman and they don't have anything going for their lives other than a great body, then you are the biggest fool in the history of the word. because I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. Everything is going to be real cool up front. But because you're dealing with an individual that didn't have anything going on with it in their life, didn't see it necessary to put themselves in a better position, education-wise, financial-wise, or anything, you may not believe this. This may be a shock to you, but you will be that person. You will be that person's meal ticket. You will be that person's success story. You will be that person's bragging rights to a good life. Whenever, if that situation ever goes south, and normally that is the case because you call in the League of Dads, then you gotta be careful, or should I say, reevaluate things that you have done in the past and say, well, what I've done in the past pretty much matches what I'm going through now. There's a lot of good and decent women out there that are sitting by on the sidelines looking at disgruntled women and disgruntled mothers and being passed up because of visual infatuation. So when you find yourself dealing with a woman that have absolutely nothing going on in their lives, which is a big situation where I'm from, a woman that don't have a diploma, a woman that doesn't have anything going for herself, a woman that's looking at you as the new meal ticket, a woman that's looking at you as, you know, you pulled up on this individual with a car, and you pulled up on this individual displaying, you know, let's say you're a police officer, you make sure you have on your uniform because you want to make a good impression to this woman to get the booty. That's what your goal is. And then you have kids by this individual. And then next thing you know, everything is going south. And then you do like this individual did a week ago. You call the League of Dads. And your story is, why am I paying child support for two kids and I'm paying more than an individual that has three kids? Let me repeat what I said before. If, first of all, there needs to be 100% accountability for that child's safety and well-being, but 100% accountability for his financial stability is what we're talking about here today on the League of Dads. Okay, 100% accountability for that child's financial stability. If that woman doesn't work and you work, 100% of that child's financial stability and well-being is going to rely, on your dollar. What you cannot do is you cannot assume that the system is going to be understanding. You can't assume that the system, but not me. You can't assume none of that. You can't assume just because whatever your situation is, you used to have a good job at, let's say, Merck, Pfizer, or you're no longer an officer, whatever the situation may be, when you got together, you put all your garbage out front. Now this woman got hooked, and now you find yourself going down to court, and that beautiful check that you used to get this individual, now you're trying to hide it. Now you're in court stating that, I don't get overtime. I don't get overtime like I used to. People, let me tell you, As I stated to individuals, I don't know if I even said it on this show, I personally was a proud dad when it came to the financial information. In the beginning, one thing I can say about Monroe County, they don't go for the garbage that Essex County go for. Everything that Atiyah Bradley is doing in Essex County, Monroe County, Pennsylvania, was not for it. They didn't play the ghetto games that is going on. They didn't play those games. In Monroe County, I would put all my income and information forward. I would do that. I have no problem with doing that. In Essex County, Pennsylvania, in Essex County, New Jersey, I would not do that. They would have to tell me. If there is a judge out there that says, no, it is your legal duty to come forward with all this information and tell us everything about your life so that we can rape your income, I would tell that judge to go suck a brick, and I would tell him on a letter, I would mail it to him, and I was sent a certified, and as I stated before, I would tell everybody the certified number so that everybody can go online and track that information for themselves. Listen, we got to go on our first break. When we come back, we're going to finish this topic up. This is League of Dads Talk Radio here on TalkZone.com. We'll be right back.